This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs, and so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rivera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. Lisa Hale reports.
The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity like COVID-19 is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they're up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread.
The DNR is asking for public comment on adding parking and a campground host site to the Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area. Located in Oneida County, this large reservoir has over 70 miles of shoreline, many islands, numerous boat landings, and rustic camping opportunities. The comment period is open through November 14th on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to consider funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of the administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, adding additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to assist residents currently receiving SNAP benefits. Education Insider magazine recognizes Mid-State Technical College as Wisconsin's top technical college for 2025. The college serves an 8-county district through 4 cities, including Wisconsin Rapids. Dr. Shelley Mondek is the president of MidState. She said, quote, "This acknowledgement reflects the shared dedication of our faculty, staff, and partners to serve students and strengthen our communities," end quote. Friday and Saturday is the annual ODC Haunted House in Wisconsin Rapids. Dreadmore Keep is the classic horror scary experience, and Dreadmore Cove is the kid-friendly experience. This community event is free and open to the public. It's all-inclusive and wheelchair accessible. That's October 17th and 18th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. This Saturday is Science by the River in Wisconsin Rapids. The event will take place on Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. along the Riverfront Trail. This celebration of science, nature, and community offers free, hands-on activities at over 15 discovery stations. The route follows the Riverfront Trail from Lion Park to Ben Hansen Park. Families can explore the activities and meet local scientists, educators, and enthusiasts. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelich hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of seven series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.